A Ghost Hunt, and so much more on Season 2, Episode 3 of Shades of Blue, coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yay. You know, I love this. It just goes so good with our theme for tonight. Yes. And it's so catchy. I didn't want anything too down.
Oh, yes.
Because it's a serious episode. So much happens.
Very serious.
But who else are we going to call?
Ghostbusters. I love it. It's such a good choice.
It really is. So how about let's get into it. We're going to start off with Harley and Christina's relationship. What happens when Christina gets to the bulk of it and she wants to find her father, Miguel? What do you think is going to make Harley, how she's going to control herself then?
It's quite a difficult topic to go into, but let's just first think about, you know, if you were in that situation, you don't know what your mom's been covering up.
Right.
You don't know that your dad actually was beating up your mom, almost broke her face. You're just seeing the good side of your dad just coming out of jail after 10 years.
Someone you've never met.
Someone you've never met, right. You've just heard about. And he's coming off again to her as a nice guy. He wants to get back there. He wants the money. He wants to kind of have the life that he had before. And, well, Harley is just trying to protect her daughter.
Correct.
I think as a child, it's rather confusing because you want to believe your mom. I mean, that's who's brought you up your whole life. You want to trust her, but you're seeing the side of your dad who you want to get to know. So I understand why she's going to the Grand's house and she's trying to, you know, find out where her dad is and, you know, build up this relationship. But it's super hard for Harley to be frank with her kid. She doesn't want to give her all those details that actually, girl, your dad be dead.
Exactly, right? Because he's abusive. But even though Harley made the statement that, you know, she doesn't want Christina following her shoe steps, making the same mistake she made. So I think Christina may be mature enough or ready to hear at least Harley's point of view. Like you just said, Your dad was abusive. He beat me up multiple times. Things of that nature. Because when he was alive or in the show, you've seen how he was nice and loving and caring and kind, and Christina wanted to get to know her, but he was still evil and manipulative and abusive to Harley.
Yeah.
So I think if she really wants to stay on the straight and narrow and tell the truth and have a good relationship with Christina down the line, I think she just has to put herself out there and then let Christina decide for herself.
Yeah.
At least how she feels. She won't get the conversation with Miguel now, unfortunately, but I think Harley should tell the truth.
Yeah, guys, it's really interesting. Let us know what you think. You can tweet me at Chanel Herlin. I'm also on Instagram at Chanel Herlin. So this is a hectic episode. We're learning so many things. We're seeing different sides to these characters. So let me know. And what's your handle?
Yes, definitely. Let me know as well. You can find me at all social media handles at @Tequela_IAM.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
It's cool. I mean, it is a little bit confusing.
Yeah, we just
you guys
got
are
right
hearing,
into everything.
Hearing different voices all the time.
We want to know who you're talking to. Exactly.
But next week will be a panel of three, that's for sure.
Definitely.
But yeah, okay, what's next?
I mean, when Christine finally figures out that Harley killed him, probably down the line, maybe even in season three, I think we're going to see that riffraff. And I think, again, that's going to be another ghost, as in the title of the show's Ghost Hunt, that's going to be following Harley throughout this series, because there and again, she's trying to protect people, which is honest and truthful and from her heart, but at the same time, she's trying to cover up so much that it ends up turning around on her.
Yeah.
So I just feel like if she tells the truth, then maybe we can come back and rebuild instead of having so many bricks on top that you have to break down and then come back.
Well, the episode kind of starts on that note that's kind of serious. I mean, we see Robert holding his throat, bringing us back to the previous episode where was almost choking him to death.
Right.
We see that conflict with Christina and her mom. We see the conflict there with Was being by himself. We obviously then think Linda's left him. We don't know yet, but we see that later on.
Her side of the bed is empty.
100% empty. So. And the dog's getting the breakfast.
Exactly. And he's getting alcohol in the morning. So, you know, one good thing about that, speaking of Wise, is that, you know, the show led us, the writers led us to believe that he just had that one daughter and that she died and that's part of his struggle in life. But now we see he has a son, a grown adult son as well, you know? And I think when the son kind of calls him an asshole, but he says, you know, that story that you made me fight my fears and play baseball. You told the other kid to move and you stood right there and coached me on.
Yeah.
I think we see the relationship that he still has of who he is as a character. He has not only with his family, but also the family as his team and the police department as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It appears to us that their relationship is kind of rocky. That, I mean, that's the first time we're hearing of Nate. But like you said, there is that kind of character that Nate still appreciates and respects in his dad, which is such a great quality that Waz has.
Great.
Which we see and what how he uses it in the police force. Linda, let's talk about that, because that's a tricky one. I mean, gosh, I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
I wouldn't either. First and last episode, you just hear Waz saying how they've had 28 years. They had bumps in the road, but they still made it through everything. But this time, Linda actually left.
Yeah. Like, I mean, this is definitely a deal breaker. I don't think that, I mean, cheating is one thing, but then cheating with the opposite sex to what you are is just, I mean, talking on Linda's side, opposite sex to what she is just, I think, that would make me go insane, because you'd question yourself, did I do something? Did I change him to be gay, or is he bisexual? Like, this brings a whole other topic, and something that I guess is very popular, you know, over the past few years in conversation now in the episode.
And then my concern is, I wonder if we didn't get to really see as much. We see that there was a relationship there, but because of the way Waz works, and I wonder if it was a relationship because he needed something from Donnie and they were all involved in this heist last season, or if it really was a true relationship. He really did love Donnie and they wanted to be together, because you see how he died at the end. It was kind of like no love lost of the end of last season. So I kind of hope we get more of that story, because we'll head into the assistant internal affairs director Verko, who's coming to everyone trying to get information about Donnie's disappearance. But we see, you know, how it was kind of just like a love loss and that's it. And so Verko goes in and tells Waz about how the team plays a role, basically, you know?
And he's accurate.
He really is. That's why I loved it. He called Harley the surrogate daughter, Tess, which is the perp whisperer, and Espada the heavy lifter, Tufo the loyal footwork. And then he tried to get to Michael by just calling him the paperwork completer, in which Michael was trying to play it easy and like, no, I'm not on that list, really. But I think he described everyone's part to a T.
Yeah, he did. He also kind of then was aiming towards calling Michael the fall guy.
Yes.
Which was really interesting to me, because Michael seems like such a good guy at heart, and he's still so new to this whole corruption force and covering up murders and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know, maybe he's foreshadowing something that's going to happen later on in the season, where something's going to happen and they're going to blame it on Michael. I don't know, but it was pretty interesting when he called him the fall guy.
I do like that too. And you see how Michael, his face kind of got a little twitch in it, because it was like, well, am I? Because he technically is the fall guy for Donnie's murder from last season. And so you wonder what else, like you just said, they could be cooking up for him to take the blame of. But I do love how Harley came in and rescued him from Verko. Yes. That was amazing to me. And she got on the other two, Espada and Tess, like, you didn't go help? Like, what do you mean? Don't leave him in there by himself.
Yeah.
And that goes back to her relationship and how her and Loman became close first season as well. But I loved how she went and rescued
him. I think that's a characteristic of hers that I appreciate throughout the season, throughout the past season. Something that we see with her daughter, that first and foremost, she's a mother and she cares.
Definitely.
Everything she does is because she cares. And her co-workers, her crew, they're her family. So if she sees one of her teammates kind of in a difficult position, she's going to act on it and save them. You know, so that was a really great spontaneous move on her part that kind of saved poor Michael's ass.
He really, really did. But I think this Verko, the internal affairs assistant, I think he's gonna be a problem sooner or later. It's building up.
Yeah, can I say I kind of dig him?
Do you?
I do. I don't know why. I mean, he is definitely fishing, and it's annoying he's getting up in everyone's grill,
right?
But I'm kind of digging his character. Like, he's a little bit quirky and silly.
I can agree.
And he kind of seems like he's not very clever. Like, he's not on point with what he's doing. But then he gets some information and he finds Harley in the fridge. You know what I mean? So he's kind of clever in how he goes about fishing with his information. But I don't know, guys. You tell us. Do you like him? How are you feeling about him? Because I'm kind of enjoying him. He's maybe a bit of like a comic relief.
Yes. Okay. That's the slapstick kind.
Yeah,
like,
slight in the series, because it's all very intense and, you know, we got murders and we're covering them up and all. So maybe he just adds that little bit of relief.
And I like you said, how he researched. He found Harley in the freezer when she was going to release the garage guy. And then also how he really got under Tufo's nails just because he was talking about his brother's parole hearing up next, and he was trying to get Tufo to use the leverage of his brother's parole hearing to cop out on his teammates. Yeah. And I don't think Tufo would do that. We'll see.
Yeah, more, he seemed really uncomfortable.
Yeah, he was.
And they Harley stepped in. Saved the day.
Again. And I loved it. And she's, like you said, the mother in her, she's always protective. Even when they were sitting in the car waiting, she was like, "Is everything okay?
Yeah.
I sensed something. Are you sure everything's okay? Was it the internal affairs assistant? What happened?"
Yeah.
And so I think, I agree with you. He's a little creepy. I'm a little annoyed by him because I was kind of like, who was it? Tufo was like, "We're not friends. Get to your point and let me know." So that's how I was feeling with it too. But I do like how he kind of finds his own little way in the thing. And when he came in the freezer, he surprised me. I was like, oh, this guy is for real.
Yeah. But then Harley's also quick on her feet, the way she just grabs the wine bottle and she's like, oh, he imports this for me.
Yes.
This is my cover up. Why I'm actually here in the fridge.
Exactly. That's all. And I'll have to go meet my daughter because she's still in the car waiting.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks,
she did. A really good and convincing in and out. That was really good.
Yeah.
So how about, let's talk about, you want to get in the stall.
Yes. Gosh, this guy, I mean, I know you guys, the past episodes have spoken about how he's just such a creeper. And he really is. Now, first of all, he arrives at the grandmother's house, calls himself William. I forget the last name he uses. Says that Miguel's been trying to file for custody.
Exactly.
And then stumbles upon Christina in the kitchen, which, when we were both watching this now, we both were like, whoa.
We were.
What is going to happen?
That was a surprise.
Massive surprise. So it's going to be interesting now what happens with this information, because obviously Harley doesn't know that he's come to the grandmother's house, said his name is William, trying to like find out where Miguel is.
Exactly.
But then also Harley's clever how she covers her tracks, because when he asks the grandmother, where's your son, she says, oh, he's just been out of town, he texts me, but that's what my son does.
Exactly.
So Harley must have not only messaged her daughter as if it was the dad, also messaged the grandmother as if it was the dad to say, I'm going to be out of town. So maybe, you know, Harley's got a bigger plan here. She's planned the steps pretty well.
I'm a little nervous, though. She has planned the steps pretty well, but I think her daughter is about to reveal some of her cards. Yeah. She already gave Stahl her number before he left his grandmother's house to ask, you know, she wants help. She wants to help Philly. And if I'm not mistaken, if it wasn't the first episode or maybe even just last episode, but she asked someone else, I believe it might have been Waz, to help her find her father. He can't contact her. He wasn't returning her calls and she needed to find him. So I kind of feel bad because she's not going to be able to have the relationship that she wants or any answers from him at all again, which is going to be one of the ghosts of Harley's life in this series. But I think that more and more find out she's going to turn against Harley, and that's going to be the hardest thing for Harley to have to go through.
Yeah. I mean, at some point in the series, I feel like Harley should just be upfront with her kid and tell her everything. But because she's been keeping it a secret for so long and making up stories almost to cover Miguel as well, it's going to be really hard for her to come. It's going to be really hard for Christina to trust her mom's the true story of what's actually happening, because she doesn't know.
Exactly.
You know? And she's still trying to find her dad because she still has that last bit of hope that, you know, maybe Miguel is a good guy and just wants to be her dad. I mean, she even says in the car, "Mom, how much did you pay him? How much is his only daughter worth?"
That was a surprise too, because I'm like, okay, yeah, so she knows Harley did something. So it's starting to come out piece by piece. And once she finally figures out, it's going to be a total different relationship between the two of them. I'm also a little nervous just about the relationship with her cousin.
Yes.
Because then I don't know if these are the exact footsteps Harley was talking about. She didn't want Christina to follow into, even though Christina's like, that's family, that's where I go, that's who I can visit. But you see the cousin convinces her to steal this item, put it in her purse, and then
it leads
on her.
Bag.
Exactly. Ooh. And then you don't stay to try to help her, but you just run and you leave her to deal with everything. Luckily for Christina, her mom's a cop. She didn't get taken booked. However, I kind of was mad at the cousin. Like,
oh, so mad.
It was so rude. You just left her just for her own,
though.
And that's it.
It's almost like this whole, a lot of ruthless, irrational things happen in this episode.
Yes, yes.
And even though, you know, Monica, the cousin, is a small part and we've only seen her in a few scenes, like, this is a big scene, because if it happens again later down in the episode, I don't know, maybe there's still something bigger and Monica bails on her, Christine's going to be left there with whatever they've stolen, and maybe her mom won't be able to get her out of the situation. She's just lucky that the police officer called Harley and was able to get her out of this mess. Something small, and hopefully the next time is not something big, because the mom does, Harley does not want her to get involved with this family. She obviously knows it's a bad influence. Mm-hmm. She knows more, and I feel like in some stages, which is something we've all learned in life, is that sometimes mom knows best.
Yes, but we don't learn it till later in life most of the time. But
and I just hope that Christina doesn't learn this when she's in like a deeper situation, deeper mess where she actually can't get out of it, and she's sitting in jail, and then she's like, my mom was right. So hopefully that prediction is not right.
We'll see. You know, but speaking of being reckless and ruthless, Stahl, again, we're going to go back to him at the end where he shoots Linkletter in the head. So they gave him the ultimatum to choose between the dirty councilwoman or the heist person that he wanted initially. And we see that he turns the councilwoman, Julia, because we find out Julia shot his partner or killed his partner. So he's on another level of just
revenge, even.
Yes, that's what it is. Revenge, and it's dark and it's deep.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt that Wise and Harley in the middle had a leverage on him. I was like, okay, they have the control. It's going good. So he's going to, you know, decide. Because he turned his back for a second trying to think, which one do I want? What do I make my decision based off of? Then we see him just turn around, pull out his gun, and just shoot Linkletter. So we're like,
yeah, that was completely uncalled for. I was completely taken aback there. I did not expect that at all.
I didn't either.
And it almost shows once again Wise's character of how he's, even though, I don't know, he doesn't know exactly what Julia's done, but Julia is a good friend of his and he will always be loyal to her. Perhaps this might change towards the end of the season, but he was trying to find an alternative where he could give up Linklater instead of Julia. But Stahl is just completely irrational, and it's almost interesting to see him in the situation where he's completely out of control and then just kills the guy one shot, when actually this could have, like Harley said, you know, been a deal breaker for him and moved him up in his career. They were like handing him over a golden ticket, but he wanted Julia. He wanted to get revenge. He wants revenge on Julia.
I think also this is going to be a big part between Stahl and Wise, because it's about control. And most of their careers, are so we've seen so far, that's what it has. It's about them having the control, them things going their way. And when they don't have it, we see just how irrational they get.
And reckless.
It's already like at a high level right now. So I'm waiting to see how the writers will top that. Because what can you do next, you know? Goodness. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah. You know, I love what the writers have done. You know, they've, from the beginning of the episode, we were brought in on a dark side, you know, like I said in the beginning, you know, all the relationships that are kind of on a bit of an edge at the moment. Then we get introduced to a new character, Nate. We're following the story of a mother and daughter struggle of trying to be honest and you know, kind of mend it. Then we've got this guy, Stahl, who's just kind of crashing in and making up fake names and fishing, and you got the relationship with Woz and Harley, where Harley is trying her hardest to still be there like she's always been for Woz, trying to get back in his good books, trying to show him that she is loyal. So it's going to be really interesting where the writers take this in the season. I mean, do we have 13 episodes?
Yes.
10 episodes? 13 episodes? We only got 3, so we've got 10 more episodes, and already so much has happened. I mean, we've literally left this episode with such a high and such
again,
a shock.
2 weeks in a row. Yes.
I actually want to get up a tweet here from Shades of Blue. They said, That ending left us shocked. Thanks for tweeting with the Shades of Blue crew tonight. We'll see you next Sunday.
Yes.
So everybody is ending off shocked here on this episode.
Exactly. And I think going back to the control, Wozniak's son tells, you know, Wozniak, one thing that he did love about him is that he said when there's not a straight line to something, he always finds a way.
Yeah.
So I'm really eager to see how what comes up next to how he's going to protect Julia, because I think he's going to do that regardless. I don't think he's going to give up Julia, because that friendship and that loyalty started there first when she was deputy, or she was chief, and he was just in Harley's rank as a police officer. So now the roles have changed. So I'm curious to see somewhere down the line he's going to have to cross one of them. He's going to have to make a decision, but I just can't wait to see how the writers build all of that up for
us. And who's he going to choose and how it's going to happen. Just going back to when Tofu was... Is that right? Tofu?
Yes.
That's a food.
Wait, Tufo. Yeah.
Not Tufo.
And I'm saying, yes, we're both hungry. It's late.
We are hungry. It's almost a midnight. It's a midnight snack time, guys.
Definitely.
But I wrote this down here because I thought it was quite an incredible scene, the way the writers put this together, when Tufo is sitting in the car with Harley and he's saying, no one can save you for what you've got coming.
Yes.
And there you have Linklater pointing the gun at his chest, you know, because these guys, they've covered up stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're not 100% good cops.
Right.
You know, and it was, I just think that was such a great point where he was like, you know, you can't save what's coming for you.
That was his conscious coming, trying to be clear and everything, because especially Verko put it on him to kind of think about his brother, and is going up for his fourth parole hearing, and he hasn't been let out yet. So I think that was messing with him. And then that's what he said, I can't shake the feeling that somebody's about to give us what we have coming to us.
And there's the sniper on his chest
exactly
waiting.
And then we have Wise on the roof and he stun guns him, and I'm like, oh, okay, great. So he didn't shoot I'm about to say Tufo again. He didn't shoot Tufo, but he did, Wise did get him. And then we see him, you know, well, we don't see him, but we're led to believe, you know, he's stuck in car, and then they take him to the warehouse.
Yeah,
and that was kind of surprising to me that he didn't tell Harley.
It was
he did, that he had him meet me here. He just went ahead along with his own plans. So
that had me a bit confused, because once he had zapped the guy in the neck, Linklater in the neck, and then drove up next to Harley, I was wondering, so what did he do with Linklater? Meanwhile, Linklater was probably in the boot, but he was just keeping it under the wraps in front of Harley. He didn't want her to know,
right? And I think also, too, just staying on Linklater a little bit, when he asked Harley, do you have my back this time? I think that was opening the box a little bit of him trying to trust her again, because she called to warn, like, okay, Stahl
was.
And I are on.
You mean Wise? Yeah.
Yes. Stahl, she called and told him that Stahl and her were on their way to the warehouse.
Yes.
So he's like, well, do you have my back? And I love how they just go off of one another. They know each other so well. They know how a look, they know a word, a no action, and just can bat off one another so well. I love how that happened in their chemistry.
Yeah, their chemistry is solid. I mean, it's up and downs, and I think that's in every relationship, although in this series, obviously, it's to the extreme.
But right.
It's a very real thing where, you know, people that are close to you, you go through ups and downs. It's not a smooth sailing road all the time.
Definitely.
But it is a beautiful relationship that they have where, you know, no matter what, Harley will always have his back, and I think Wise will always have Harley's back, because they go back years, and he sees her as a daughter, and he sees Christina as his daughter too. So that's something that I think will continue, and I hope will continue throughout the season.
I think also, too, just to piggyback again, when Verko kind of profiled everyone, Harley is the surrogate daughter.
Yes.
Harley is the daughter that maybe he misses in place of his daughter that has passed. So I think it's going to be intriguing to see, especially what we see more from Julia, who's supposed to be running in her initiative crimes, as her part of her campaign, being tough on crimes, is going to embezzle not only a mafia, not only the police department, but her. And she's getting money from all of this. So I think once he finds out the totality of what she's dealing with and how deep she's in, I kind of want to think he's going to side with his team.
Yeah, I would think so as well. I would hope so as well, because, I mean, Julia, yes, she's, you know, they've had a great relationship. He slept with Julia and all, but Julia's not a good girl. She's not a good woman, you know, and this is why the FBI are after her.
Right.
So it will, that's something that we're definitely keen
and
to
I
see.
And I wanted, to see also where we go back to see, number one, who was Stahl's partner and how their relationship was. And then the reason for him or her being killed by Julia. And was she the deputy at that time? Excuse me. Or did she hire somebody through the mafia to do it? You know, was it a hit on her for some reason? Like, it's so much that's
so
coming up
questions.
Soon. Exactly. That I can't wait
questions.
To see. Like, every week I'm so excited for this show, because it's so many twists and turns. It's so intense, and you get so deep and stuck into it. Like, I can't hear anybody. I don't want to take any phone calls or anything else while we're watching, because it's just really that intense of a show.
Yes, and well, you see, I haven't really watched a cop series before.
Mm-hmm.
I binge watched the first season and obviously the beginning of this, but I love it because it's totally not what I expected. I didn't think that these cops were going to be corrupt. I didn't think that the show was going to take this kind of turn. The characters have so much meaning and so many yes. layers and so many with all the characters. Actually, they're always parts that I feel like you can somewhat relate to or somewhat have an opinion about, and you almost feel like you're so involved in the series that you have your own reasonings, right. your own questions that you need answered. And it's just, I think, such a well-written and acted show.
It is.
Every single actor in the show is nailing it.
Very so. Very much so. Excuse yeah. me. So I think we hit on Tufo and his brother. We hit on Verko and Link Ladder.
Also, Christina and Harley, their relationship. Was and Harley's relationship. Linda and Was. That's going to be something interesting to see what's going to happen up there.
Yes, there is so much so. Do you think she might actually leave her husband because of this? I mean, 28 years. You've been through a lot because you know what type of cop he is.
Yeah. I think she's taking the time to just kind of reflect and get her mind together.
Okay.
This, I can only imagine. I mean, she was absolutely devastated. She yes. was drinking her wine. She was sobbing. She could not deal with this news. And it's honestly the worst way for you to even find out is over a recording, which is actually your husband's voice.
Exactly.
It's not just someone telling you. It's like, oh, your husband's cheating on you with a man. It's you actually hearing it happen, which I think hurts even more. So, I mean, yes, they've been together 28 years. She knows her husband inside out, and that's why this is such a shock to her.
Right.
So I think in any, you know, any situation, she just needs to take some time to think and reflect, and I would hope that she would go back to him, that they could figure this out, because you can even see how upset Waz is, how devastated he is, how he's turning to alcohol, which right. is never the answer. Like Nate says, I hope you found some answers at the bottom of that bottle. So I would hope that they get back together, but I can understand how extremely difficult that will be. I don't know how I would come around from that. I don't know if I could. You know,
I think too, I totally agree with you on every point that you just made. And I think it makes it even worse that Wise knows it's a recording from Harley because that's how his wife found out. And I wonder if Harley will try to help them reconcile and she'll have to tell on herself. And if so, then that's going to make Linda mad even more at Harley too, because then you knew and you covered up and you still came over for Sunday dinners. You still hung out. We are family. Exactly. And you didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And this was someone, again, loyalty lines. It's someone that you worked with, but someone that invaded their home, basically, you know? So I think it's going to have to come down to somewhere in those lines, because all of this is coming through from Harley. Like she said, everything that's happening to them is on her shoulders, not on Wise. It's not for him to fix. Everything is on her shoulders right now. So it's her choice to make everything right.
Yes.
So I think, again, this is one of the things that one of the ghosts of Harley's past now, since she decided to do that from last season to be what Wise keeps calling her a rat, something that's going to come back around and she's going to have to tackle it. And I think if she tackles it and doesn't deflect or try to lie or try to cover up, we'll get a breakthrough somewhere.
Yeah.
But if she tries to revert back to where she was then, it's going to even be more of a mess.
Well, I think she made a good move straight away although, like you guys said last week, I don't know if I would have burnt all the money in the last episode.
Yeah, no.
But that was dirty money, and she is trying to make a comeback now and do things the right way.
Right.
And so it is impressive to see her take on all this responsibility and kind of fix the tracks that she messed up in the past.
And we're seeing a little bit of everything. I think one of our YouTubers by the name of CChill68 just laughed out loud. Everyone on this show is a little crazy. I think a lot crazy, you know? I think this is more than a little. It's a lot because, again, you get surprised at so many reactions from everyone, so many decisions that everyone makes, and then you're thinking, okay, maybe he's going to go left, but then he goes right, and it's just like, oh, wow.
Well, just like that ending. We were like, what?
How many times did we say that throughout the show watching, right? So it's just everyone's a lot crazy on this show.
You gotta have a lot of crazy. You got to. It makes it interesting.
That's what I was just about to say. And it's entertaining too, right? Because if not, then we probably wouldn't be so excited.
We wouldn't be having this show, right, guys?
Not at all. Not at all.
So yeah, so, I think we covered everything there. So it's a jam-packed episode. So many different topics, so many different relationships and dynamics, and ending the series, or ending the episode with a bang, literally.
How about we get into some predictions?
Oh, I'm always so bad with predictions. I'm always just like, I just have so many questions all the time.
Exactly. So, I think...
Okay, let's just say, I predict that Harley, William, a.k.a. Stahl, this whole story is going to get very messy.
Yes.
Because he didn't know what he was getting his fingers into right now. So definitely something is going to go messy down that with Christina and Harley. And I don't know, maybe there's a even more of a fallout there. William gets even more involved. Well, Stoll gets even more involved. I just think that that's going to go down the wrong path. He made a bad move there by coming in as William and trying to make something up there, like Miguel is trying to get custody. So I think that something's going to go down in that section. But then also, I feel like Woz is going to break and at some point give up Julia.
I totally agree with you on both points. Yeah. Let me go back to Stoll slash William and all of that. I think because he was even surprised to see Christina at Miguel's mom's house. So for him, and you kind of seen it in his face, it was like a little glistening in his eye, like, oh, Christina, you're here.
She's like, how do you know my name?
Exactly. And then she just offered up the telephone number, and then he's like, okay, so now I have help. Yeah. And I think Harley's going to find that on her purse, and just like we've seen her look through her phone and text messages, I think she's going to find it like on her purse in her laundry or something of that nature. And it's going to make them again go head to head, because back to what I keep saying, Harley's trying to cover up and protect Christina, and as a mother, it's for her good, we see that, but at some point, like you said, you have to kind of let her figure that out and fill that out for herself. So I think I totally agree with you on that aspect. And then secondly, I'm interested to see how deep Julia really is, not even in the mob, even from the police department. I'm interested to see that and how far she's gonna go to hold her rep. So I think it's gonna be a reverse. I think she's gonna end up trying to hire someone to kind of take out Woz or Harley or some people of their team, because even though Woz is trying to protect her, she has a much bigger army behind her.
Yes.
And he's the one on the line, and he can't just, like, the first, first episode or just, second episode. Then he's like, you know, I can't do this right now. It's way over my head. When she was trying to get him to release Bianchi from prison, he was like, I can't do that. It's way over my head. It goes above us.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay. And then she just goes to the judge to get the judge to do it, and he releases him. So I think I'm interested in seeing that angle.
Yeah.
And I think she's going to end up being the one to have to come after Woz rather than Woz coming to her. Even though he's going to be trying to protect her, Harley's going to be the one to kind of open up Woz's eyes to how deep she's in and entangled she's in.
Yeah. Agreed. 100%. I think you nailed it, girl.
All right. Did you have anything else left prediction-wise? No, anything from the show?
I think we covered it all. And I'm just very excited for the rest of the series. It's written so well. Like I said, the acting is brilliant. It keeps us engaged. It keeps us wanting to know more and ask questions. So, guys, if you have any questions, be sure to tweet us and at AfterBuzz, at AfterBuzz TV. We want to know what you're thinking and how you're feeling about the show. What are you loving? What are you hating? And just ask us questions so we can engage more.
Yes. So thank you for tuning in. Follow us on all our social media handles. Again, I am Taquela. You can follow me at Taquela_IAM.
And you can follow me at Chanel Herlin on Twitter and Instagram.
Be sure to meet us here same time next week. And if you want to still follow any of the shows that I may be hosting, follow me tomorrow at The Arrangement at 10 o'clock.
Woo! Bye, guys.
See you then. Thanks for buzzing.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.